Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have Maxine Sullivan, Louis Armstrong, Ralph Flanagan, the Andrews Sisters, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Tommy Dorsey, from Von Monroe, and right now it's the Larry Clinton Orchestra with a vocal by B. Wayne and Whistle While You Work.
Start right in to whistle loud and long, or hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-i-o, yibbe-i-o.
Those riders in the sky.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-yay.
Yippee-i-yay.
And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. We just heard from Tommy Dorsey and the Gang and a Walter Donaldson tune. He wrote the words and the music to it in 1930. The song was You're Driving Me Crazy in a musical called Smiles featuring Eddie Foy Jr. Before that, it was the unmistakable voice of Von Monroe. And a number one song in 1949, a plaintive song that always kind of brought goose pimples to me when I heard it. I still like it. It's written by Stan Jones, and the introductory version of this, the first one out, was by Burl Ives. And before that, we started with Larry Clinton's orchestra, a vocal by his songstress Bee Wayne, And the song was Whistle While You Work from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the song on the hit parade by Shep Fields and also by the Seven Dwarfs themselves. This written by Larry Morey. He's a guy that wrote Hi Ho and Lavender Blue, Dilly Dilly, and also Frank Churchill. Let's take a look at what's coming up next. We're going to be hearing from the Andrews Sisters in a great little song called Shortening Bread. We'll have the Benny Goodman Quartet, I think one of the best things he's done, from the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert. And right now, it will be Buddy Greco and the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp. Tramp. Ooh. She gets too hungry for a dinner at eight now. Hates the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with the barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem and Irma's and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, a life without care. She's broke, and that's so. Hates California, it's so smoggy and damp. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She gets massages, she cries and she moans. Tells Slenderella just to leave her alone. She's not so hot, but her shape is her own. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is great, no doubt, but she doesn't know what motels are about. She puts in a dime and some ice comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, a fresh wind in her face, diamonds and lace. No got, so what? For Rod Steiger, she whistles and stamps. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She don't know the reason for cocktails at five. She don't like flying, but I'm glad I'm alive. I crave affection, baby, but not when I drive. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She flew down to London and left me behind. I missed the crowning, but I didn't mind. She won't play Scarlet and Gone with the Wine. It's got a rhyme. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I'd like to hang her hat wherever I please and fly with a breeze. I know Doa, hi-ho, she thinks that Marciano is still a great big champ. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She goes down to Coney and she thinks the beach is divine. She goes to the ball games and thinks the Yankees are fine. Why, she reads Walter Winchell and understands every line. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She likes to go rowing down a Central Park lake. She digs a prize fight that isn't a fake. Why, she even goes to the opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I like the green grass under my shoes. Now what can I lose? She's flat and that's that. She's all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
right on the lid. Mammy's gonna bake a little shortening bread. That ain't all Mammy's gonna do. She's gonna make a little coffee too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Her little baby loves shortening bread. Three little babies lying in bed. Two were sick and the other most dead. We sent for the doctor. The doctor said, you feed those babies on the shortening bread. Mammy's baby loves shortening. Mammy's baby loves bread. Mammy's baby loves shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Read on the lada. Read on the lada. Read on the lada. Slipped up the lid, slipped our pockets full of shortening bread. Stole the skillet, stole the lid. We all stole the girls making shortening bread. Oh, Mammy's baby loves shortening. Oh, Mammy's baby loves shortening. Oh, Mammy's baby loves ever shortening bread. Shortening bread is always a diddly out, a diddly out, a lot of. They must have their bread. They caught me with the skillet, they caught me with the lid, they caught me with the gallon making shortening bread. Paid $6 for the skillet, paid $6 for the lid. Spent 6 months in jail eating shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Rip frog. Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, back in 1928, but it came from an old folk song. Before that, it was music from the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert at Carnegie Hall in 1938, featuring Benny Goodman, a lot of Lionel Hampton in that one, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa on the classic George and Ira Gershwin tune called The Man I Love. This got on the hit parade number 20 in 1937, also popular by Paul Whiteman. And I think this was introduced by Marion Harris. We started with Buddy Greco and the famous The Lady is a Tramp, Rodgers and Hart tune from 1937, music from Babes in Arms, popular also by Tommy Dorsey and Sophie Tucker. I'm Bill Cartwright, you're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Ralph Flanagan, from Louis Armstrong. Great song called What a Wonderful World. And right now, it's Maxine Sullivan with the Keith Ingram Sextet and Sunday.
All week long, the world seems oh so blue. 'Cause I'm away from you, miss you too. Each night in my dreams, I keep on dreaming about you. Can't live without you. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday. That one day when I'm with you, it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. Sunday, that one day when I'm with you, it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday, oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like gonna be die, but after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. That one day when I'm with you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you.
And those were the big band sounds of Ralph Flanagan's band, a song written by a gentleman by the name of Will Jason. I think this was his only song, written back in 1931, called Penthouse Serenade. But the song did have two titles. The other title was When We're Alone. It was in a film, Bob Hope film, you may remember, called Bo James. Before that, it was a great song, Louis Armstrong, and I think one of his best, called What a Wonderful World, written by George Douglas back in 1968, and I believe this was his only song, but a great one. And we heard from Maxine Sullivan with the Keith Ingram Sextet, a Julie Stein tune from, 19, I'm not sure. Julie Stein wrote it. It was called Sunday. And there's another song called Sunday, as happens every once in a while, which was for the Flower Drum song, written by Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers in 1958. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Frank Sinatra. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We still have lots of wonderful music coming up. For instance, coming up shortly, we'll have Jimmy Dorsey. We'll have Cheryl Bentine. And here's Sinatra, the one and only, and I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
The way you wave your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, 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 they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
That was Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra and his theme song called Contrast, written in 1932. Before that, it was Cheryl Bentine, and a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1937 was in a famous film with Fred Astaire called Shall We Dance? The song, They Can't Take That Away From Me. And we heard from Frank Sinatra and a Cole Porter tune. He wrote the words and the music in 1936 to famous one, I've Got You Under My Skin, which was in a number of films, including a famous film called Night and Day. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. By the way, you can hear us worldwide on the web at WVXU.org. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Chris Connor from Shorty Rogers. And here's Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy and a song called The Lady Who Swings the Band.
In Kansas City, there's a pretty gal named Mary Lou. And she plays the piano in a manner that is all too new. Here of late she's playing with the band. Let me tell you of this baby and the baby grand. When you hear a hot jumbo, who's the power behind the mold? It's the lady who swings the band. When you hear the saxes ride, who's the reason why they glide? It's the lady who swings the band. When the rhythm section gives you action, the lady at the keys is the main attraction, who makes dancers on the floor beat their feet and yell for more. It's the lady who swings the band. Kansas City Mary Lou. She's the lady who swings her. She's the lady who swings her. She's the lady who swings her band. She's the lady who swings her band.
first warm day, on the first warm day in May. I hope you come a-callin' and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night, when the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so hug me with all your might. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me. On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. When they see me with all your might, then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you say, marry me, oh, marry, marry, marry me. On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, and we'll teach the birds and bees a thing or two. They'll find out what it's all about when they see how I love you on the first warm day in May.
Well, we're a little early with the song. It's not quite May, but it's we've had some warm days. This was Chris Connor from her famous CD called Chris Craft, and a Bart Howard tune called On the First Warm Day in May. We heard from Shorty Rogers Band. It's the kind of band, when you listen to it, you think all is well with the world. And the song was It's Not For Me to Say. This was written by Robert Allen in 1957, was on the soundtrack of a film called Lizzie, and made popular by Johnny Mathis. We heard from Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, a song written by, well, let's see, I'm not sure. Sammy Kahn wrote the song. It was called The Lady Who Swings the Band. And the vocal in there was by a member of the Mills Brothers by the name of Harry Mills. And let's see, it's to remind you that you're listening to Swing on WVXU WMUB. We have time for a couple more. Here's a great one right now. Ella Fitzgerald. Song was She Didn't Say Yes.
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She didn't say stay, she didn't say go. She only knew that he had spied her there, and then she knew he sat beside her there. At first there was heard not one little word, then coyly she took one sly little look, and something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart began beating wild inside. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too.
Music.
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. They very soon stood beside his chateau. They lingered like two poor waifs outside, for well she knew 'twas only safe outside. And there it was warm, out there it was cold. The sleet and the storm said, better be bold. She murmured, I'm not afraid of ice, I only wish that I was made of ice. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too. Didn't say yes, she didn't say no. She wanted to stay, but knew she should go. She wasn't so sure that he'd be good. She wasn't even sure that she'd be good. She wanted to rest, all cuddled and pressed, a palpable part of somebody's heart. She loved to be on rapport with him, but not behind a bolted door with him. And what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too. She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. For heaven was near, she wanted it so. Above her sweet love was beckoning, and yet she knew there'd be a reckoning. She wanted to climb, but dreaded to fall. So bided her time and clung to the wall. She wanted to act ad libitum, but feared to lose her equilibrium. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do to.
Folks, sorry to break in, but we're just about out of time. This is Les Brown, his Band of Renown, and Nina Never Knew. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle, and it was She Didn't Say Yes. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back. Join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.